The streets of Goma in eastern Congo were busy Tuesday after the M23 rebel group announced a ceasefire to allow humanitarian supplies to reach hundreds of thousands affected by the past week's fighting between M23 and pro-Congolese government forces. The group has also halted its military advance in other areas, most notably around the South Kivu provincial capital of Bukavu, where M23 fighters are stationed a few kilometers from the town. Crispin Mvano, a political and security expert in Goma, told VOA that people there were going about their business peacefully.
Hali ya Goma ni shwari kwa sasa, sababu...
He says residents in the city center report seeing numerous trucks carrying petrol and other goods from Tanzania, Uganda and Rwanda. Many people who fled the conflict are also returning, and immigration officers are busy with arrivals. It seems calm is gradually returning to the city. The M23 ceasefire comes hours after the East African Community, or EAC, and Southern Africa Regional Community agreed to hold a joint summit to discuss the conflict in Congo in hopes of bringing the differences between Kinshasa and Rwanda. Congo accuses Kigali of supporting the M23, a claim denied by Rwanda but verified by UN observers. According to UN agencies, 770 bodies were recovered from the streets of Goma and 2,880 were injured in the conflict. The Red Cross said Monday that it will need four more days to collect the bodies. Due to a lack of morgue space, it says all bodies will be buried after identification. Hassani Hamdo is a Norwegian Refugee Council Regional Director for Central and West Africa. He says the ceasefire is only a first step.
The ceasefire is, of course, welcome, but we need to stress that only lasting peace can bring relief in eastern Congo and allow life-saving assistance to reach those who are in desperate need.
Stéphane Dujarric, spokesperson for UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, said UN agencies are assessing the situation and are developing a plan to distribute humanitarian aid to displaced people in Congo and neighboring countries. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office is calling for the urgent reopening of the Goma airport to help with the evacuation of the injured and delivery of medical supplies. The agency said those involved in the conflict must guarantee those in need access to humanitarian aid and supplies. Mvano says eastern Congo's armed groups could spoil the lull in fighting. He says the ceasefire remained fragile due to the presence of other armed groups involved in the conflict between government forces and M23. The Wazalendo group, for example, frequently disrupt peace efforts. Even if the Congolese government and M23 agree to a ceasefire, fighting could continue as these heavily armed rebel groups, who are not part of the negotiations, refuse to recognize the agreement. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.